With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Russia's president calls the concert hall attackers radical Islamists.
Russian President Vladimir Putin now says the gunmen who killed at least 139 people are radical Islamists. But he repeated his accusation Ukraine may have somehow played a role, suggesting Ukraine was their customer. The Islamic State group's Afghanistan unit claimed responsibility for the attack, and the U.S. and France say they have evidence to back that up. Russian officials say 11 suspects are in custody. Four, who confessed to carrying out a terrorist attack, appeared badly beaten in court. 75 of the victims have been identified. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, Florida will have one of the country's most restrictive social media bans for minors if it withstands expected legal challenges. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says being a father has informed his views on Florida House Bill 3, which bans social media accounts for kids under the age of 14 and requires parental permission for 15 and 16-year-olds.
With things like social media and all this, you know, you can have a kid in the house, safe seemingly, and then you have predators that can get right in there. Into your own home. You could be doing everything right, but they know how to get and manipulate these different platforms. And so it's created huge problems.
The new law will take effect in Florida beginning January 1st. The suspect who crashed into a Washington State Patrol trooper on I-5 killing him was going over 100 miles an hour and is an illegal immigrant. Court documents show Raul Benitez Santana's vehicle was going 107 miles an hour. He admitted to smoking marijuana hours before the crash and drinking beer. Santana was in the U.S. illegally. This is SRN News. Democrats want a new national holiday.
Legislation has been introduced on Capitol Hill that would establish March 10th as Abortion Provider Appreciation Day. Sponsored by Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii and Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, the measure would, quote, celebrate the courage, compassion, and high-quality care that abortion providers offer to families across the U.S. The bill, which is unlikely to pass, is being described as a Democratic election year stunt. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minnesota Court of Appeals sends a man's lawsuit back to a trial court to determine if he was illegally denied entry into women's competitions. J.C. Cooper, a guy claiming to be a woman, is suing USA Powerlifting over what he calls a violation of the Minnesota Human Rights Act. USA Powerlifting released a statement saying he was barred from competing because he went through puberty as a male. This is SRN News. A mountain lion attack in California.
Taylan Robert Claude Brooks, a 21-year-old, was killed in a remote area northeast of Sacramento on Saturday in the first fatal encounter with a cougar in the state in two decades. His 18-year-old brother, Wyatt J. Charles Brooks, survived and is expected to recover after multiple surgeries. The brothers had been hunting for shed antlers near Georgetown, a small historic town about 50 miles northeast of the state capital. Wildlife officials say the cougar was located and euthanized. I'm Norman Hall.
One of the ringleaders of a group stealing iPhones from Apple in the U.S. sentenced to more than 4 years in prison. Alan Lau sentenced to 51 months. The U.S. attorneys say that he, his two brothers, and nine others were arrested for taking more than 10,000 fake iPhones and iPads from China, trading them in at Apple stores in the U.S. for the real deal to be sold at a premium back in China. More details at SRNnews.com.